Australian employers will face tougher penalties under new reforms to protect vulnerable workers. Advocates say migrants and international students now have better protection, but that worker exploitation is a widespread issue. For 2 years, Pranay Alawala worked at a 7-Eleven store in Brisbane. He says he was paid below minimum wage and did not get penalties or meal breaks.
I used to work in the night shift most of the times. We get no breaks, nothing, and you have to do a lot of jobs by yourself.
Giri Sivaraman from Maurice Blackburn Lawyers says Mr. Alawala's experience is not unique.
If you look at certain industries like agriculture and hospitality, you will find rampant exploitation of migrant workers. It really is a terrible indictment on this country.
Now, the government is taking steps to protect vulnerable workers against dodgy bosses and franchise owners. Under the changes to the Fair Work Act, passed by the Senate, businesses will no longer able to exploit workers or turn a blind eye to their mistreatment. There will be harsh new penalties of up to $126,000 for individuals and more than $600,000 for companies that breach the Fair Work Act. The bill was introduced following recommendations from former Australian Competition and Consumer Commission Chief Alan Fels. Professor Fels, who is now chair of the Migrant Worker Task Force, says he witnessed widespread mistreatment of employees in his role running a compensation scheme for underpaid 7-Eleven workers.
Half paying or less migrant workers, that's been very, very widespread. There have been thousands of cases. In the 7-Eleven case alone, the numbers were above 10,000.
The 7-Eleven scandal revealed some franchises underpaid migrant employees, falsified records and payslips, and coerced workers into paying back a portion of their wages. The business has so far repaid about $150 million in compensation to staff. Professor Alan Fels says franchises should have no excuse for ignoring employee exploitation.
The law says that if a franchisor knows or ought to know about exploitation and has done nothing about it, they themselves are liable. That will have a powerful effect on franchisor behaviour.